Isaiah chapter 59. Isaiah chapter 59. Now, we touched on a little bit of this a Sunday, but I want to go back. The Lord kept bringing me back to it, and I just want to remind Him, amen, and just give you what He's laid on our hearts. Isaiah chapter number 59. For sake of time tonight, I want to just look at a few verses here, beginning verse 12. Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 12. If there's ever been a time when we need the Lord, it's right now. And the only time I've been saying, the only way we'll have the Lord and get the Lord and get His attention is if we come clean before God. We realize where we're at and where we need to be and ask Him help us to get us there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Isaiah says in Isaiah 59 and verse number 12, He said, "For our transgressions are multiplied before Thee, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood, and judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter." I want to preach tonight, if God be my help, for a few minutes on this thought, our present situation. Our present situation. Now we see in the writings of the Word of God in Isaiah. Isaiah is writing, and he was writing in the time of some of the great kings. And one of the great kings that was there, one of the ones that's renowned, is Manasseh. And Bible, you know what the Bible says about Manasseh, that he began to reign at an early age, and the Bible said he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord after the abomination of the heathen. That's what he says in 2 Kings chapter 21. So that's where Manasseh was. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord after the abominations of the heathen, of those heathen people, those ungodly people of the land. If we ain't careful, we'll get caught up in the same situation. Before long, our children will be doing the same things as everybody else's children. Now, I know it was a running thing years ago that they said, that the deacon's kids don't need to play with the preacher's kids because they'll mess them up. And then they said, well, the preacher's kids don't need to play with the deacon's kids because they'll mess them up. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, we need to be careful who we hang out with and what we do. The situation in the world today as we see it. And we see Isaiah, and he's a writing here, and he's a writing out a confession, if you would say, of the sins of the people. And he's talking about the transgressions, how they're multitude of transgressions. In other words, what he's saying, Brother Bobby, is there's a lot of things that's displeasing to God that was happening at that time. I believe if we'll look around and be honest with herself, there's a whole lot of things tonight that's displeasing to God today. There's a lot of things that's happening around us, and we'll just kind of blink at them and let them go. But there are things that's dishonoring to a thrice holy God. You say, preacher, what can we do about it? Pray, 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 pray. Amen. We need to pray continuously and constant for our nation, our leaders, our country, our people, our homes, our churches, everything around us, lifting them up to the Lord and asking God to help us. You say, but preacher, how can we do that? By being an Isaiah. By realizing the transgressions, realizing our own sinfulness and what we need to do to get out of that. He says, for our transgressions are multiplied before thee. In other words, God's seeing them. And said he's adding all of our transgressions, all of our sinfulness to a list. And our sins testify against us. Amen. There's a testimony against those today that's living and choosing to live in sin. He said, for our transgressions are with us. Amen. They said they continually abide with us. Wherever we go, we continue to sin. Amen. He said, well, preacher, I don't make a habit of sin, praise God. I thank God for that. I hope you don't. I hope every day we're asking God to forgive us our sins and help us to do better. Amen. He said, our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, now watch this, he said, we know them. Amen. I want to say tonight, praise God, if you're doing things that's not right in the eyes of God, you know about it. If you've sat in church for any time at all, you know that these things that God says is wrong and we're supposed to abstain from them. Paul says we should flee from them, run from them, praise God. Get away from them. Go in a different direction. Forsake them. Amen. The things that are so easy beset us tonight, praise God. Those transgressions, he said, and we know what they are. It's a question, is it not, what are we going to do about it? Amen? Pray. Amen. Pray and lift up God. Because the present situation that we're in now, we need some help. I need help. You need help. Our families need help. Our children need help. We need some direction from the throne of grace. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, I'm not reading you out of the funny paper today. I'm reading you from the Word of God. And as a country, a nation, a people, praise God, it was needing some help. There had been some people that had fallen, that had looked to, that had led them in the wrong direction. They had done evil in the eyes of God. Unto abomination, praise God, according to the heathen, the wickedness, and the ungodly of this world. Said in their transgression and lying against the Lord. Now we're seeing that day, these people say, well, this is what the Lord, this is what the, I think the Bible says. We was talking about it earlier, praise God. It don't matter what you think, it's what God's Word says. Amen. That's what makes a difference, praise God. I think I'll just go with God. Amen. He's always made more sense to me than the world. Amen. Hey, man, there's a whole lot of this stuff that I have problem living up to, praise God. There's they ain't a thing in here, praise God, I don't like, because it gives me a perspective to follow God. Amen. But he says, in departing away from our God and speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. He said, we lie and we're deceived within ourselves because we just don't take God's word and praise. Believe that he loves us and cares for us, and he's there to help us if we'll let him. Amen. So we see what's taking place, and he says, and the judgment is turned away backward. Amen. Our present situation, justice is upside down. Amen. Back in Manasseh's time, he said it was backward. He said, I believe right now our justice is upside down. Amen. They'll take murderers and rapists, and they'll put them in jail, and then they'll take and let them out and turn them free into a society, and they'll lock the police up. Now, I ain't saying they're all good. Some might probably need to be locked up. Amen. We've had a few around here as dishonest as they is long, and they needed to be locked up. But there's a whole lot of this stuff that's upside down. Amen. Judgment is backwards and sideways today. And yet justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street. I want to say, praise God, there's never nothing been truer than that truth is fallen in the street, and it's fallen on deaf ears. Deaf ears. They don't want to hear it tonight because they don't want truth. Amen. Even though the Bible says that truth makes us free, praise God. And if you're free in the Lord, praise God, you're free indeed. Amen, but praise God, they'd be bound up and harnessed up by the wickedness of the flesh and the things of this world and the desires of humanity, than to be free in the Lord Jesus Christ, to worship Him in spirit and truth, in the power of the Holy Ghost of God, tiptoeing across your soul, reaching up to the very highest aspect of your admiration, praise God, to a thrice holy God, looking for Him to stir you from the inside out. Praise be to God. I don't know about you, but I like it when the Holy Ghost of God tiptoes across my soul, lets me know, praise God, that I'm special, that He loves me. Praise God, He's there for me. He's encouraging me. He said, come on, young'un, we can go a little farther. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's there every day just encouraging us. I say, just go just a little bit farther. Amen. Justice turned away and justice standeth far off. Truth's fallen in the street and equity cannot enter. Equity. What is equity? Amen. Equity is it's what's fair. Amen. What's fair? Equity is something that's fair and it's impartial. That's what he says. God says, hey, listen, he said, what we need, praise God, he said, equity can't enter in. He said, that's fair and that's impartial, so there's no place found for it. Now, we're living in a day and era that we've went for a long time and we talk about equality. Amen? We all ought to be equal, praise God. We're all equal in the eyes of God. We kind of hit on that Sunday morning. But equality and equity are two different words. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Are you hearing me tonight? I said equity and equality are two separate words. Equality is that makes us equal. Amen. That makes us equal. If I take five pails that's identical and I set them on this platform and I fill them with five apples that's identical to the best of my ability, then we can say that if you come and get them, that you got them in equality. They were equal. They were all the same. Amen. That's the way God looks at us. Praise God. He looks at us in equality as we're all the same. But He also looks at us in equity, praise God, which is fair and impartial. God Almighty's going to look at us and He's going to reward us. The Bible says, according to our deeds. Hello? Is our country, is our people, is the world any better than God? Have they got a better handle on this than God does? Amen. I want to say, praise God, they've done lost hold of it a long time ago. But I want to say there's a God of heaven who's still God. He's still able to do things and do them well. I think I'll just trust in His equity. Praise God. He said, hey, listen. He said, equity can't enter because of sin and iniquity. He said, but if we get it out of the way, equity will come in, praise God, and God Almighty will bless again. Amen. He'll bless me. He'll bless you. You know, preacher, I just don't understand it, because God sometimes He blesses some people better than He does others. That's equity. Amen. That's what God does. God's sovereign in what He does. Praise God. God gives some people more than He does others. Why? Because they can be responsible for it. Amen. Remember the stories in the Old Testament. Paul said, the Bible says that the Lord came and He gave some money to people, some this much and some that much, and they took and they used it. And when they did, the one that He gave 10 shekels to, He made them rulers over 10 cities. And that's equity. That's what God Almighty does. Amen. Praise God. God gives you a little bit, and if, well, glory, somebody will jump up and shout. And if you'll take and use it for His glory, I said, if you'll take it and use it for His glory, praise God, it'll pay big dividends. Praise the Lord. So we see God Almighty when we confess our sins and our transgressions, our shortcomings before God. God begins to bless us again. That's what He wants to do. The United States of America has been blessed for many, many years. Amen. We've become so blessed that we forgot how good God is. Amen. But we start to see, in the time of Manasseh, in the time of Isaiah writing here, we start to see moral degradation. We start to see a moral breakdown in our society. Amen. A moral breakdown in our society. But I want to say, praise God, having said all that, God Almighty's still God. He still has the same abilities, Brother Bill, that He had when your youngins was little, when your mom and daddy was little. Praise God, when they grew up, when they got saved, when they walked in the footprints of a holy God. I want to say He's still the same today. Amen. Isaiah said in 59 verse 1, said, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither has His ear heavy, that it cannot hear. Amen. I want to say God changes not. He's the day yesterday, that same strong hand of God that reached down to where you was on the day you got saved and saved you, pulled you up out of the muck and the mire, put your feet upon that. I said, put your feet upon that firm foundation. It's the same God today that's directing you and focusing you, trying to get you to see how much He loves you, how much He cares for you, how much He wants to walk with you, how much He wants to talk with you, how much He wants to show you through the sweet Holy Ghost just who He is and what He wants to be to you and what He wants to be to me and what He wants to be for your family and your children and your loved ones and your neighbors and your community and your churches and your country, praise God, and your statesmen. That's what God wants to be. Amen. He hadn't got weak. He don't get puny. Ain't you glad God don't take sick days? Amen. Could you imagine? Couldn't you imagine if you try to get a hold of Him and it's an operator come online and said, he's out sick today. Can I take a message? Amen. Don't happen. Because God ain't ever been sick. He ain't ever got deaf. And He ain't ever going to be senile. Amen. We've gotten a living in a way in the world today. Praise God. And we thank God to see no old man sitting. He's this archaic dude that's sitting up in the portals of glory on the throne of grace. I want to say, praise God, He's the same yesterday and forever. He's never changed. Glory. Somebody ought to jump up and shout, say, glory, hallelujah. I'm glad I serve a God that never changes, never gets weak, never gets frail, never gives up any power, praise God. Always the same. Praise His holy name. He says ear never gets heavy, that he can't hear. Now, it didn't say that he wouldn't hear. Hello? He said, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God. I read this, your hearing on Sunday. He said, your iniquities have separated between you and your God. And your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Not that he can't hear, but he won't hear when we're living in sin. He won't hear when our world is full of turmoil and sinfulness. Praise God, the only thing that God will hear was a prayer of repentance. Amen. I want to say this now, if we're ever going to do business with God, we're going to have to repent of our sins. Repent of our sinfulness, praise God. Seek the face of God. He said, if my people, which call my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, praise God, and I will heal their land. Amen. That's the word of God. He said, it's not the heathens that God be saved. They need to be saved, but God can't heal them. God can't save them, praise God, till God's people get right. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm talking about the present situation that we're in. Praise His holy name. But God's ability hasn't changed. Amen. The truth is what's needed. Amen. Without truth, they holler for justice in the world today. Without truth, there'll be no justice. Hello? Amen. They want to do justice without truth. Well, we don't really care what happens. We just want justice. I've heard that so much it makes me sick. Amen. We don't really care what happened. We just want justice. But I said, justice can't come in a place where there's no faith. If you're going to have, praise God, if you want justice to come, praise God, then you've got to have faith. Amen. Praise God. These people were seeking something, but they was doing it without faith. He said, none calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity. Now, that word trust here is the same word that we use for faith. See, the Old Testament, they weren't saved by faith. They were saved by trusting in the Lord, by believing that they was a soon coming Messiah, praise God, that would forgive them of their sins. Amen. So what they said here, said there's nobody that has faith. There's nobody that trusts. He said what they're trusting in is vanity. Amen. In other words, it's no good. It won't help them. What we need to trust in, praise God, is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that has the answers tonight. Amen, praise God. He said, none calleth for justice, nor none pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. Amen. See, that's where we're at. And he said, out of their lips, it says, is a poisonous of asp, but they're a poisonous of venomous snakes. Amen. Praise God. That's there to poison. There's no healing properties in it. Amen. If we trust the Lord, praise God. He said there's evil influences. All they're offering is evil influence. The world that we live in, all it's offering is evil influences. But God. Amen. But God, He has the answers. He is the key, praise God. He offers that good stuff. And what they do, they offer all these evil influences that they can destroy and draw away and sway an array of people. Amen. And these people are trusting Him. There's a lot of people today, look at me, young. There's a lot of people today that's trusting me and you to show them the right way. It's been said several times from this church that there's people all around us that's watching us, and you may be the only Bible they ever read. But I wonder what we're showing them. Are we showing them faith? Are we showing them trust in the Lord, praise God? Are we just showing that we're just like them? Amen. A fellow told me one time a while back, he said, well, preacher, sometimes you just got to act like them in order to win them. I said, you stinking heathen. I said, you ain't ever been saved. If you've been saved, praise God, you won't do the things this world. You can't do the things this world. God won't let you do the things of this world. He brought you up and He could bring you out. And if you ain't come out yet, it's because you choose not to and you need to be born again. Amen. Then you'll have a life that's a witness. The light will shine forth. They'll see the light in you, praise God, and have hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. All these old beer drinking buddies you used to have. You go out and you sit down with them, you drink with them, you party with them. Hey man, how's that a witness?
Well, preacher, somewhere along the night, I get loaded up pretty good. I'll get the courage and I'll tell them about Jesus. God ain't a million miles of that. Amen. God Almighty says He wants us to repent and get right, praise God, and begin to tell people about the Lord. Don't be telling them lies. Don't be telling them untruths or high truth. Tell them the truth. I want somebody to tell me the truth. Amen. Amen. I don't want some preacher to get up and pat me and rub me and tell me how good I am. I know better. Amen. And you do too. We're not, none of us perfect. We ain't arrived yet. We all sin and come short of the glory of God every day. We do things, say things, we act out, praise God, in ways we aren't to. I'm glad we can confess and repent of it. Pit and fast, old preacher, you say, praise God. Get it behind you. Get it under the blood, that precious blood, Lord Jesus Christ. Faith in that blood, amen, is what makes a difference in our life. We repent of that mess and we don't ever go back to it. Praise God, we go yonder for God. Amen. Looking for that beautiful place, the cross. One day in a little while, but we see them, praise God, as they try to bring in these subtle ideals. They try to get people to trust them, people that believe in them. And he said that, and they take and they weave them a web like a covering. Amen. I thought this is the goofiest thing I've ever seen. These people are trying to, he said, they spin a web. Now, a web's something that a spider uses to catch its prey in. And I guess they figure if they spin that web and they spin it tight enough, that they'll catch the prey, that they'll have a covering that people can't see through. I want to say, praise God, I don't care how tight you knit it, praise God, God can still see it. He can still see it, praise God. He still sees where they're at, still knows what they're doing. He said they hatch crocodile's eggs and weave a spider's web. Amen. That venomous stuff, that vapor, that viper that bites and kills and deceives, praise God. He said, verse 6, our webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Have you ever seen a day like the day that we live in? I'm talking about the present situation. As I read this this last night and this morning, the more I read over, the more I thought, my goodness, right here's where we're at right now. Amen. All the wickedness, all the iniquity, trying to work our way and make ourselves look better. And acts of violence, it's just all around us, everywhere. People just pulling up the cars and just opening up with guns, shooting them dead, going into subways and with big old butcher knives and stabbing people in the back at random. You say, what could cause a wickedness, iniquity, sin that's out of bounds? Amen. Present situation that we're living in now. It's caught up with us. Amen. Praise God. What's happened? They've been completely given to wickedness and evil. The day and hour we live. Verse number 7, he said, their feet run to evil and they make haste to shed blood, innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their paths. Is that not what we had last summer and still have in some of these cities? We're seeing it all around us. You say, well, preacher, I'm glad that it wasn't during our time. Wake up and smell the coffee, youngins. It's happening all around us today. We need to get away from our sins. Call upon God again. A present situation calls for it. Amen. Coming together for the glory of God. He goes on and says, the way of peace they know not. Hello? Most of this world wouldn't know peace if they tripped over it. Amen. All they know is hate and bitterness. That's what's in them. You know what to get rid of that? Get Jesus in them. That mess will have to go. Hate and envy and bitterness, praise God, will be gone. He said, the way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. Sound familiar? There's no judgment in their goings. We got attorneys out here in Asheville that won't prosecute nobody. The police said there's no use to pick them up because they won't prosecute them. It takes me longer to fill out paperwork than they stay in jail. There's no judgment. There's no justice. But there's no judgment, there's no justice because there's no God. Amen? And because of that, there's no peace. They won't find peace. Peace, they'll search after it and never find it. Amen? He said, therefore the judgment He said, and yeah, he says, whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. He said, the peace will never be there. They'll never find it. Don't matter who they are, praise God, as long as we got this, as long as we're running that general direction, they'll never have peace. They're hunting, searching, but they'll never find it. He said, therefore is judgment far from us. Neither doth justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity, for brightness, but we walk in darkness. Now I want you to notice here. Now you can see the people of Israel, they're this nation, they're under the Assyrians. The Assyrians come in, the Assyrians has embattled them. The Assyrians are one of the wickedest people, the most vile and wicked people that had ever walked the face of the earth. They would murder and maim. They would cut people asunder. They would slice the babies out of pregnant mothers' bellies. All kind of wickedness and vileness, because that's who they were. And he said that we're trying to find peace in this. We're trying to, the injustices and the oppression that's here, praise God. He said we can't seem to find our way out of it. He said we're looking for hope, but hope's been suppressed. Praise God, but said the only way to get out from the suppression is to find independence. And we're trying to find our independence. We're doing our best to find independence. That's what the world around us today is doing, trying to find their independence. But I want to say the only way that you'll get out from under oppression, the only way that you'll find independence is independence on the Lord. Amen. He makes that difference. He gives us independence. He takes us out of from the hand of the oppressor. Praise God. When He becomes our possessor, when He takes us, praise God, in His holy hands. Amen. Hope begins to arise back to the surface. Praise His holy name. God wants us to prosper. Do you realize that? He wants us to prosper in the Lord. He tells us in 3 John chapter number 1, verse number 2. He said, Beloved, that's me and you, by the way. Amen. He said, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy, now watch this, even as thy soul prospereth. You want me to tell you how for you to prosper on the outside? When you go to prosper it on the inside. Or when you get God Almighty in your heart, you just love Him, praise God, because He's God and your Savior, because He's your Lord and He come to you, because He saved you out of your sinfulness, saved you unto Himself, praise God. He said, come away, my beloved, and praise God, called us unto Himself and saved us by His marvelous grace. Praise His holy name. John says, hey, God, the Lord wants us to be prosperous, praise God. He said, we begin to be prosperous when we turn our eyes unto the Lord. In Proverbs 28, the Bible says this in verse 13. He said, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper. So how do you prosper? By getting rid of your sins. Amen. Having your soul revived in your heart. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper. But whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Amen. Praise God. You want the mercy, the power, and the love of God. Praise the Lord, you trust in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God and all that He's able to do for you, all He's able to accomplish. Praise God. And the Bible illuminates you, and darkness has to flee. Praise His name. But they said there was darkness in the land. Darkness all over the place. He tells us in verses 9 and 10. He's therefore His judgment far from us. Neither doth justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity. For brightness, but we wait in darkness. He said, we grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night, and we are in desolate places as dead men. He said, listen, the darkness is around. He said, praise God. He said, there's a spiritual darkness. You might say in the world that we live in tonight, that there's a spiritual ignorance. We just don't know about the goodness and the power of God. We don't know about the good spirit of the truth of God that wants to envelop us, our body, soul, and spirit. We just don't know about it. The world don't know about it. They didn't know about it, but praise God, there's a God again of heaven tonight, a God of glory. He's trying to tell us about it if we're just willing to listen tonight. He's trying to tell us how much He loves us and cares for us, how much He wants to help us. Praise God, if we'll just listen. But a nation was in calamity, and they was seeking everywhere to find out something. And he said it was just like they was a bunch of dead men, zombie corpses walking around, just dead men's bones everywhere that you look. Kind of like today. I tell you what, young people look like they've been dead three times. Amen. Praise God. I won't say I've never seen such a mess in my life. People going around with their eyes sunk back in their head. That look like some kind of something you see on a scary movie. I'll tell you what they need. Instead of chasing after what they're chasing, they need to chase after God. Amen. He'll give them that peace and hope. But a nation was in calamity. They was like dead men walking. Amen. So they needed something. What they needed was divine intervention. What we need today, what they need today, what you need today is divine intervention. Amen. From being guilty and in bondage. Amen. He said, we like all bears. Verse 11. We roar all like bears and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment. There is none. For salvation, but it is far from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. Amen. He said, we know where we're at. He said, hey, listen, what do we need? He said, what we need. He said, as you confess your sins, as they confess their sins, God Almighty looked down and God see their need. God see. He said, hey, he said, what's taking place? He said, the words of the truth has fallen into the street. What we need is somebody, somewhere to come along. He said, yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil, verse 15, maketh himself a prey. He said, they're trying to get right, or trying to do right, trying to act better, trying to turn over a new leaf. Amen. Trying to make a new year. Pledge, but things he seemed to bar. It seems the more they try, the worse things get. But he said, there's a God of heaven. He said, I come along, a divine helper. Praise God. He looks down on them. He said, somebody needs to intervene. Amen. God looks down on them and said, the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. Amen. He saw that there was no man. Now God looked down, and he looked all over the earth, all over heaven and earth. He couldn't find nobody. Amen. To do this job that need to be done. And God, but look what God does. Him being God. He said, saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. He said, I can't believe they ain't somebody to intercede, somebody to mediate, somebody to come between. But there was none. But I'm glad when it comes to that position, that place, God's able to take care of things himself. He said, therefore his arm brought salvation unto him. And his righteousness to sustain him. Praise God. He said, hey, listen. God Almighty said, I looked around, couldn't find nobody. He said, so I'll send the best I got. He said, I'll take my only begotten Son, whom I love, whom I am well pleased, and I'll send him down. Praise God, to be the propitiation. He'll be that price, praise God, of sin. He'll be that righteous judgment. He'll be that interceder. He'll be that mediator. That mediator of one. How come he's just one? Because Jesus Christ is all we need. He's that go between us and the Father, praise God. That's what he's always been. That's what he'll always be. When he hung on the cross of Calvary, and he hung between the heavens and the earth, praise God, he was our interceder. Praise God, that cross of Calvary, it bridged the way from here to yonder, praise God, so we could get in, and we could come boldly before the throne of grace, lifting up our voices, shouting and praising, and giving God glory. We can do it again, praise God, because of this presence situation where we are. Don't you think tonight that God Almighty, our intercessor, can't intercede one more time? Amen. Amen. Praise God, he's the same. Bless his holy name. God said there's not an interceder. So God says, I'll supply one. Amen. Ain't you glad when God does it, he don't give you second best? When God sent an interceder, amen, he sent us the best he had in Jesus Christ our Savior. And he sent his righteousness to sustain him. You say, preacher, I've always wondered. I've wondered myself. How did Jesus, 100% man, walk on this 100% earth and be 100% God? He didn't sin. Why can't we do that? Because we're not Jesus. Amen. We're not the third person of the Trinity. But it was because of God's righteousness that was with Him. God Almighty's hand was upon His Son, praise God. He allowed Him to walk a righteous walk, praise God. And He did it that He might show us how it ought to be. Amen. Can you imagine them Pharisees and Sadducees? I know why they're so sad. They didn't believe in the resurrection, praise God. Can you imagine how the Lord Jesus was there with them? They denied and rejected Him and put Him to death. Amen. But He said, the Lord come along. And we see the standpoint of this. We see where He takes a stands at Calvary. Amen. Calvary is the bedrock of this whole thing. Calvary, praise God. God's hatred for sin, as much as He hates sin. And the moral breakdown, it's in the world, praise God. God don't like it. He don't like it a bit more now than he did in Manasseh's time and Isaiah's time. God still hates sin. So He sent us a mediator, praise God. But there is no intercessor, there's no mediator, there's no man, praise God, but he becomes a mediator Himself in Christ Jesus. Amen. Our go-between. Hey, praise God. And He begins to put on this, He puts on Him this armor that He tells us about in Ephesians 6. He said, For he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation upon His head. And He put on the garments of vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal as a cloak. Amen. So the Lord God of heaven, praise God, dressed up the Lord Jesus Christ, our mediator, praise God, in the cloak of righteousness. Why are we better than He to think we don't need it? Amen. We need every bit of it. Praise the Lord, we need it. Because it makes an impenetrable force against Satan's darts. Amen. Ain't that what the Bible teaches us? Amen. The shield, the helmet, the breastplate, praise God, are that impenetrable force against the powers of evil that so easily beset us. Amen. Praise God. It's enforced by God's holy standard, a standard that God sets up. He says this, and I'm done. He said, and so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and His glory from the rising of the sun. That's the east. Rises in the east, sets in the west. He said, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against them. You know what that standard is? The name of the Lord. Amen. That's the standard. That's what God lifts up. He lifts up His name. He said, I will be lifted up. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto Me. He said, I am that standard. He said, then they said, there's that Redeemer, praise God, that comes. Praise God. To come to a power to crush the world and the evils thereof. And the Lord Jesus Christ becomes that crushing force. He said, and the Redeemer. Now that's speaking of the kinsman Redeemer. Amen. The greater Son of David that was promised in the Word of God. He said, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. He said, there's a Redeemer coming, a kinsman Redeemer. What does a kinsman Redeemer do? What does a Redeemer do? He comes to redeem, to buy back, to purchase, to take unto Himself. Praise the Lord. In a present situation like we have here, we need a Redeemer. We need somebody to buy us back. We need somebody to take possession of us. Amen. We need a possessor. Praise God. Say that fast three times. We need someone to take a charge of our lives and to help us. He said, then when we do that, then we have a testimony. A perpetual testimony. One that'll go on forever. We can brag on the Lord. He said, as for Me, this is My covenant with them, saith the Lord, My Spirit that is upon thee, and My words which I have put in thy mouth shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. He said that, praise God, He said, when I get done, He said, glory be to God, I bring you out of this present situation, you're going to have a testimony that you can share from generation to generation. I want to say this tonight, young'uns, in closing. We ought to, every one of us, have a testimony that we're wanting to, willing to share from generation to generation to generation. Tell everybody about it. Amen. I've told everybody about how the Lord saved me, how I was lost without God, how I knew it, how Papa hung me out over hell. that seven-year-old boy, how for several years I went along with the lost without God knowing it. But on that Wednesday night, 1976, you probably, over the past 15 and a half years, you probably got tired of me saying it. But praise God, I'm glad God dealt with my heart, and I'm glad I come out of there and say, Lord, please forgive me, sinner. And He did. And He saved me by His marvelous grace. You know why? Because I was in a present situation. And the same God of Isaiah, Brother Bill, come to where I was on that Wednesday night. And He said, son, I love you. Yes, you're an old sinner. I said, yeah, you are, but I love you. And I come to save you. And I said, Lord, would you forgive me, an old sinner? And He said, son, I forgive you. I forgive you your sins. I love you. I'm going to write your name in my last prayer. I said, praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving me, for dying for my sins, according to Scripture, for raising up the third day victorious over death and the grave, where you'll die no more. And I have a blessed hope of life. Life in abundance. As a little old 15-year-old youngin', it's hard in a moment, in a span of time, to try to get a hold of all that. But the Lord was just pouring it into me. And I was a funnel. He was pouring it into me. And boy, He was pouring it in, and it was running out my eyeballs. Amen. Praise God. And it continually, every time I get to thinking about it, Jesus loved me enough, He saved. Jesus come seek, save the lost, old sinner like me. Amen. Why? Because I was in a present situation. Amen. And Jesus Christ come to where I was. I wasn't no better than these people. You weren't no better than these sinners and exceeding. I mean, iniquity and evil was all around them. It's who they were. I mean, always running to a fight instead of running to help. But God Almighty came to them and He saved them by His mark. God sent a Savior just like He did for me and you. Praise His holy name.